It's 4:44 on KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. President Obama's call to ban assault weapons, place limits on high-capacity magazines, and enact other controls on gun ownership has upset a lot of powerful interests in Texas. Some politicians say one of the major causes of gun violence comes from the media, TV, music, video games. Nick LaSorsa is a professor of journalism at the University of Texas. He studied the role of media violence in society, and he joins me now. Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Governor Rick Perry issued a statement after President Obama's calls for broad actions on guns, and the statement says, quote, "Guns require a finger to pull the trigger. The sad young man who did that in Newtown was clearly haunted by demons, and no gun law would have saved the children in Sandy Hook Elementary from his terror. There is evil prowling in the world. It shows up in our movies, video games, and online fascinations and finds its way into vulnerable hearts and minds," unquote. That's a statement from Governor Rick Perry. I wanted to ask you about that, Nick, because you study this. It's an argument made by people on both sides of the gun control debate, in fact, that media violence, the stuff we see on TV, contributes to real-world violence. Is that true?
Well, I think there's some general consensus among researchers who do media violence that media violence can contribute to real-world violence. But I don't think any of us believe that it's the cause of real-world violence. Let me just give you one example of a particular concern about young children. They cannot make a distinction between events when they are separated in time. But the grammar of television and movies is such that very often you'll see a perpetrator committing violence for maybe 70 minutes out of a 90-minute movie. And being rewarded for that violence, in a sense, but certainly not punished. The punishment usually comes at the end of the movie. And children, unfortunately, don't make the connection between being a perpetrator of violence and being punished for violence. That's just one example of the kind of concerns that we have regarding certain audiences. I think most people are most concerned about children. They feel that as adults, we are able to make distinctions between reality and fantasy, and that it's not as serious a concern. There are other effects, though, besides imitation or modeling that we're concerned about.
What are those?
Two other concerns that I think are the most major ones. One is desensitization. When we view a lot of violence, we become more tolerant of it, more accepting of it. It seems more normal. So it leads to a desensitization to violence. In addition to desensitization, there are some researchers who are finding a correlation between viewing violence and the cultivation of fear. If you look at the content of television, what we might call the television world, it's very different from the real world. For example, there are many more violent acts committed against strangers in movies, on television, and in video games. In the real world, FBI data tell us that most violence is committed by people who know their victim. We ask people about what they think their chances of being involved in violence is. We find a difference between heavy viewers of that sort of content and light viewers. The heavy viewers tend to believe that their chances of being involved in violence is considerably greater than light viewers.
So what's the answer to this? I mean, I grew up in the era of Tipper Gore and parental advisory warnings on CDs. That, as a teenager, just made me want to listen to it more. How do we limit the amount of violent media that children would consume without making them want it more?
You're absolutely right. We've discovered to our dismay that a lot of the attempts to help parents and even children themselves choose appropriate content often has backfired. One very good example of that is studies of just changing the words on an advisory from parental discretion advised to viewer discretion advised. Young boys in particular will ignore parental advisories, but they pay more attention when it's directed at them as a viewer. And so there are little things that we can do to help do what we want to do.
Nick LaSorsa is a professor of journalism at the University of Texas. He joined me in studio. Thank you for your time, Nick.
Sure, it was a pleasure.
I appreciate it. I'm Nathan Bernier with KUT News.